Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The cost of basic grocery items in Kentucky is continuing to slowly climb in 2018. Kentucky Farm Bureau Communications Director Todd Bright says the trend continued when the second quarter market basket survey was released this week.
We take this survey four times a year, and we're checking on 40 basic food items throughout the state, and we're trying to gauge current food price trends. Since the end of 2016, our survey food items had actually dropped by a total of $3.79, or just over 3%. Well, that trend seems to have come to an end, at least for the first half of 2018.
Bright said the increase was slightly higher than the first quarter.
After a first quarter increase of 1.35%, the most recent survey showed a jump of 2.19%. The total price of all 40 items came to $118.26. Now, you contrast that with the consumer price report for May, and that really didn't show much movement nationally in food categories over the last several months. So, in fact, the food at home price indicated a 0.2% decline in the month of May.
He adds most all categories saw some increase.
These second quarter increases were spread across all of our surveyed food categories, and this includes beef, pork, poultry, dairy, fruits, vegetables, and grains. The largest category increase came in pork products, and that had a rise of just over 4%, followed by poultry that had an increase of about 3.7%.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Bright says you may be surprised by the product that increased the most.
The largest single item increase was attributed to a 10-pound bag of Idaho potatoes, and that rose by 55 cents. That was followed by whole smoked ham prices, which were increased by 46 cents per pound. But even though you're seeing small price increases for the first two quarters of 2018, the surveyed food items are actually still below 2016 prices at the same time of year.
He adds farmers are continuing to feed more people, but for less money.
The average farmer, you know, back in 1940, was feeding 19 people. Today, they're feeding 154 people. And so the food is now being produced on less land, but the farmer's share of the food dollar is in America's down. According to the USDA Food Dollar Series, a farmer earns less than 15 cents per dollar that's actually spent on food.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.